I really do love this time of year. The lights on the houses and trees, the collective merrymaking and mixing of childlike excitement and wonder with an adult sense of relationships and responsibilities. Yet in amongst everything I love, there's a few things I don't particularly like, and most of all, I really hate waking up in the dark. I tend to be an early riser, the sermon's got to get written, and when I'm here at 7:30, it's dark. The gray of the sky hid the light I knew was there. This lack of light at this time of year has led to a deeper understanding of our need for light. There are those who find these winter months particularly depressive, who suffer from seasonal affective disorder, whose bodies react to the lack of light in our lives. They have learned to walk in the dark, to find coping strategies that will get them through the yearly struggles that come in this by living in this corner of the world. And the church hasn't helped. In the church, we use the language of light to speak of God, of inspiration, of wisdom, to speak of God or Jesus as the source of light when we can't see it or feel it, when our world seems dark. And when we've only used light language to speak of God, where does it leave us? The people who have dwelt in darkness have seen a great light, the scripture says. Arise, your light is come. These words were written to a community in exile who suffered in the midst of a profound darkness. Under rulers who would mistreat and abuse them, the Israelites experienced fear and destruction. Prosperity and peace seemed like a foreign concept. And during that time of God's perceived absence, the prophet wrote these words. In this time of darkness, the prophet spoke of light. In fact, many of the stories of faith, the stories of the Israelites, were written during this time. They told and retold these stories to preserve a sense of identity in exile, in darkness. The stories allowed them to keep their faith alive, waiting for the light to come again. Upon these same stories, the people built their faith, giving way to eventually a festival celebrating the light that would not go out, the season, the festival of Hanukkah, which starts this evening. They found their footing in the dark. And in time, their eyes were able to see. If you've ever awoken in the night, it takes time for your eyes to adjust. Nowadays, we reach for our phones for that really quick and easy flashlight. But if you've ever sat for a moment and let your eyes become accustomed to the dark, slowly you're able to see shadows. The things you might have left on the floor the night before. The outline of your slippers. Piles of laundry if you're in my house. With time, your eyes are able to see in the dark. It's not perfect. Night blindness complicates it further, knowing that it'll never be as clear as day, but with time, you find ability to put one foot in front of the other. I remember speaking with someone once who suffered from increasing blindness. He was at that point legally blind, though he could make out shapes and shadows depending on the circumstances. He was terrified of losing the light altogether, of not being able to see anything. You could hear the fear in his voice as he described the dark. Yet God is in the darkness. The church needs to be better, to embrace that power of balance between light and dark, not in some oppositional way, but to better create an understanding that God is in both. I can tell you I love nothing better than turning off all the lights in the house and sitting under a lit tree. Light upon light is meaningless. It's pretty awesome I programmed a cloudy day for today, because you could see the tree better. Light in amongst darkness, hope in the midst of fear and uncertainty, knowing God is in the midst of exile, in the center of our pain. All of these remind us we're not alone. The writer of Psalm 139 imagines it this way. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you, O God. The night is as bright as the day. for darkness is as light to you. God doesn't dismiss the darkness, but dwells in it. God doesn't banish it away, but embraces it and holds it. God doesn't pretend the darkness doesn't exist, but enables for hope to dwell even in the midst of it. The night is as bright as the day. It is as powerful as the light. Learning to walk in the dark is discovering God's presence in all times. And so I pray that as we fumble our way towards Christmas, as our eyes become accustomed to the dark, as you reach out, may you know that you are not alone.